Christmas Eve, a time of great joy, and time for our annual Christmas Sing with Bing. Bing Crosby, with the Norman Luboff Choir and Paul Weston and his orchestra, presented for your holiday happiness by INA, Insurance Company of North America, the country's oldest and strongest stock, fire, and marine insurance company. INA dedicates this hour of beloved Christmas music to families everywhere, to their security and happiness, and to the insurance agents and brokers who help them achieve it. So gather around now for A Christmas Sing with Bing.
Happy holiday, happy holiday, while the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true.
Yes, friends, this is your third annual Christmas Sing with Bing. Sit back and fill your hearts with the beauty of our traditional Christmas treasure of songs. We'll travel all around the world with Bing on special holiday visits to France and Italy, to Australia and Canada, the Netherlands, and coast to coast in the United States. We'll pay a visit to historic Salzburg Cathedral in Austria and to the United States Marines Task Force Fire Department in the Mediterranean. This year, we'll make a very special pilgrimage to the Holy Land and Jerusalem. With so many places to go and so many people awaiting our visits, we'd better be on our way. So now, let's sing with Bing.
Happy holiday to you. Here we come a-caroling among the leaves so green. Here we come a-wandering so fair to be seen.
Ooh. Greetings, greetings, and a merry night before Christmas, fellow singers. Well, now, this Yuletide yodel is certainly becoming a jolly gathering of old friends, isn't it? 3 years, I believe it is, yep. 3 years meeting together to sing the wonderful songs of Christmas and to enjoy the musical magic of the outstanding choirs all over the world. As usual, though, we're counting on you to contribute generously to this musicale with plenty of vim, vigor, and vitality. Vocally, that is. So let yourselves go now. Rouse your neighbors, too. Get them out with you to sing with Paul Weston, with the Norman Luboff Choir, and all the rest of us. Our first selection is Joy to the World. Let it ring out now, everybody.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing,
and
heaven and nature sing,
and
heaven and heaven and nature sing.
All right, everybody now in the family key, please.
Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their song.
Joy to the world,
the Lord is come.
Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing,
and
heaven and nature sing,
and
heaven and
heaven and nature sing.
Ah, that was fine, Bing. A perfect way to start the Christmas sing.
I thank you, Ken. And may I add that the thousands of more or less amateur singers throughout the land who are gathered in the great open spaces and in the great indoor spaces, too, those ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls, they did very well, too.
Oh, man, they certainly did.
Incidentally, we're singing the first Noel before long, so if you want to take a quick gander at the words, do so right now while we take our first swing on this Christmas Eve whirl around the world to the land down under, Australia. Our good friend Ted Furlong is standing somewhere on the shores of Lake Wendouree. And if all goes well, we should hear from him right now.
Thanks, Bing, and sincere greetings from down under. We're inviting you to join us for a few minutes in Ballarat, Australia's largest inland city. During the post-war years, carols by candlelight has become a traditional Australian Christmas Eve celebration. Indoors, if the weather's unkind, but mostly out of doors for it's midsummer down here. One of the most picturesque settings for such a festival is here at Lake Wenderee, Ballarat. On the eastern shore of the lake is a large promontory we call View Point. From where I'm standing, it has the appearance of a tree-lined island. Through the branches of the willows are twined myriads of tiny coloured lights. Seated on the lawns are thousands of folk from Ballarat and district, tiny kiddies in their pyjamas and dressing gowns, grandmas and grandpas on their rugs or cushions, young and old, rich and poor alike. As they've been gathering, the music of the bells of St. Peter's Church nearby has been drifting to us on the twilight air. And the scene is now set for Ballarat's Carols by Candlelight. The tiny flames of thousands of flickering candles reflected in the still waters, and floating across the lake, the voices of the YWCA choir as they sing, "Joseph dearest, Joseph mine, help me cradle the child divine." No, Bing, in Australia, we sometimes feel a little envious of your white Christmas. But when we have a clear, calm, starlit night and carols by candlelight on Viewpoint Lake Wenderee, we're not so envious after all. A very Merry Christmas to you all from Ballarat, Victoria, Australia.
Thanks, Ted, and a Merry Christmas to you and all of our friends in Australia. May Santa Claus find his way unerringly into each and every one of your homes tonight.
You know, Bing, INA, Insurance Company of North America, is a worldwide organization with offices and agents in nearly all principal cities, and is happy to be sending this Christmas Sing with Bing into homes all over the world again this Christmas Eve, because homes and the security of the families who live in them are the main concern of INA.
Very apt observation, Kenneth. Now, folks, a song of joy. This is the first Noel. Join in, everybody, now. Lift your voices. We want to hear you.
The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night. That was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. They look at
and saw a star shining in the east, beyond them far, and to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued both day and night. No.
Now, Bing, off again across the globe?
No, we're going to stop stateside, Ken, to drop in on some good friends in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Those excellent singers of the Central Lutheran Church Choir. And to greet us in Minneapolis tonight is another friend of old time standing. I guess one of the best known voices in the Middle West, Cedric Adams. Cedric, are you there? Come on in.
Minnesota, where our 10,000 lakes on this Christmas Eve are wreathed with the delicate magic of winter's touch. Where the pines flaunt their brave greens, where the December winds moan, and the cold often bites deep into our land, all of it, though, to enhance the enduring values, the enduring spirit of Christmas. Out of this pattern of peace comes music from the 120-voice Central Lutheran Church Senior Choir, an organization of 30 years singing, under the direction tonight of Frederick Hillary. These voices blend in Hark the Herald Angels.
Hark the Herald Angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy found, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies.
Minnesota, we return you now to Bing in Hollywood.
Isn't that a marvelous choir? We thank you so much. And it's certainly good to hear from you, too, Cedric.
Time now to visit our good neighbors in Canada. Or I should say, the Canadian members of our family. For the Insurance Company of North America is proud to have been a part of Canadian life through all these years since 1879.
Oh, you're so right, Ken. And my, how Canada has grown since 1879. Why, I hear just in the last few months alone, people from 40 countries have settled down to make a new life for themselves up there. So now let's go to Canada, huh? Want to hear some words and a song in the two official languages, English and French. To Canada, to the capital city of Ottawa, and the Right Reverend Ernest Reed, Anglican Bishop of Ottawa.
Greetings from Canada's capital. The spirit of Christmas moves us to send our expressions of goodwill to all men. For love came down at Christmas, and hate has never vanquished it. Christmas is the record of an event, the event which changed the course of history. But it is also an experience of love come down to earth. Perhaps only in music do we catch the note of the victorious joy of Christmas. Shall we hear again the joyful music of Christmas as it is expressed for us by our French-Canadian brothers? They are singing from Montreal. They call themselves Monnaie Contrerie. That's an old French word for choir school. Monet contrary des petites chanceux de la Vierge, Little Singers of the Virgin Mary. Their director, Brother Iman, leads them now in Les Anges dans nos campagnes, Angels we have heard on high. Boys Choir of Saint Jean de la Croix in Montreal. This is Bishop Reed in Ottawa. Now back to Mr. Crosby in Hollywood.
Thank you so much, Bishop Reed. It was a great privilege, a real thrill having you with us.
Say, Bing, isn't it about time for you to sing White Christmas?
Oh, no, Ken, I'd say it's time for everybody to sing White Christmas.
You're not warbling solo, huh?
No one warbles solo on this gigantic sing tonight, Ken. And I don't use the word gigantic loosely either. This is the biggest community sing ever.
Right you are. This sing takes in the whole world.
Oh, we've really got a large group assembled, Ken. We all know White Christmas, too.
Everybody knows the words, huh?
Sure they do. And to those who don't know the lyrics, do what I do. Just mumble them. Just so you're in there trying. That's what counts. The selection, then, is White Christmas, friends. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry
Bing and Singers, just great.
Oh, we zeroed in on that pretty good, didn't we, Ken? But now, don't you have something to say to the listeners here?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do, Bing. On Christmas Eve, as we gather close together with our families, we learn again the true and wonderful meaning of family security and family happiness. Happiness measured not in material things, but in hopes and dreams that are shared with each other, in the love and trust and respect we feel for one another. You'll be interested in knowing that family security is the subject of a unique conference to be held next month in famous Disneyland, California, under the sponsorship of Insurance Company of North America. A selected group of INA agents and their families will come from all over the country to meet with leaders in various fields of family relations, including Dr. Paul Dudley White, the eminent heart specialist. Through their discussions of the needs and interests of American families, INA hopes to discover even better ways of contributing to family security and happiness through insurance.
Christmas Eve in America and all over the entire free world, and the wonderfully warm sounds that go hand in hand with the joy of giving and the pleasure of receiving. And all across the world tonight, wherever there are people, you can hear the same old words of friendship. And in the Christmas carols we're singing tonight, the words carry the innermost feelings of all of us. I hope you're singing with us. I know that if you are, you're enjoying it. Why don't we all sing out now with Paul Weston's orchestra and with the Norman Luboff Choir? This carol is Away in a Manger.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes, but little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh.
Thank you. Thanks to everybody. Well, now, why don't you take a little breather, folks? Because we're going to travel to Salt Lake City. We're going to hear the Salt Lake Tabernacle Choir. Here's the voice of Richard Evans.
Thank you, Bing Crosby. Once more, we welcome you within these walls with music and the spoken word from the crossroads of the West. This is Richard Evans speaking from Temple Square in Salt Lake City. Hear the warm and wondrous reflection of Main Street's brilliant and beautiful lighting adds its reminder to all men of the birth of Jesus the Christ, the Prince of Peace. Richard P. Conde and the Salt Lake Mormon Tabernacle Choir, with Alexander Schreiner at the organ, now sing in the hallowed spirit of this season from the music of the Messiah. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it.
Yeah.
peace be with you, this day and always. And now back to Bing Crosby and Hollywood.
Thanks very much, and our deepest thanks to you, Richard. That was indeed a magnificent contribution.
Say, Bing, lots of folks open their gifts on Christmas Eve rather than wait till Christmas Day. How do you feel about that?
Well, Ken, my lad, I must confess that since I was a little toddler, I've never been out of the money in the race to the Christmas tree. Sometimes I even arrive before the sound of old Santa's sleigh bells have faded away into the night.
Well, in that case, then, Merry Christmas, Bing, with a gift from...
Santa?
No, the card says from John Diamond, President, Insurance Company of North America.
Well, it's certainly a mighty impressive-looking package. Let's just see what we have here now. Man, looky here. It's a beautiful silver bowl. This looks like a museum piece.
Well, it's known as the Philadelphia Bowl, and it's a reproduction of one in the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
Well, my connoisseur's eye certainly spotted it as a work of art, didn't he?
Right. The original bowl was made by an early Philadelphia silversmith named Samuel Williamson way back in 1796.
1796, Well, that's certainly a very early date in our country's history, Ken.
Yes, Bing, just 4 years after the Insurance Company of North America was founded in Philadelphia. INA was organized in 1792 as a true private enterprise by friends of George Washington, who was then serving his first term as president. And the founding took place in the same room in Independence Hall in which the Declaration of Independence was signed.
Thanks to Mr. Diamond and all my friends at INA for this beautiful Philadelphia bowl. Now we have another treat coming our way from Philadelphia because we're going to hear the Insurance Company of North America chorus, directed by Dr. Charles T. McClary, singing In the Bleak Midwinter.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Birds stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen so on so, snow.
Fine group, isn't it?
Say, it's about time to let our friends along the network know who we are.
Well, you're right, Ken. Why don't you put it in words for us?
Gladly, Bing, if only for a moment, because we're coming back again to Sing with Bing. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Happy holiday to you.
Well, we're back again for the second half of Christmas Sing with Bing.
Oh, I knew you could do it, Ken. I knew it. Those are the bells of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. Each Christmas Eve on our visit around the world, we have heard the sound of these bells, but tonight we're actually going to Israel, to Jerusalem, to hear the YMCA choir. Here then are the singers of the Christmas chorus singing A Shepherd's Carol from the Holy Land. Come in, please. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's really exciting, tremendously exciting to hear from you good people in Jerusalem tonight.
Bing, I understand we have groups of carolers in Grand Central Station in New York and in halls and stations, parks and squares in cities all over this majestic country of ours, from St. Louis to Salem and Memphis to Minneapolis. So how about leading them all in a song?
Well, they can lead me this time if they want to.
Well, that's real big of you.
Well, I don't have to be the patron all the time, Ken.
Well, maybe we shouldn't change the order of things now, Bing. Might result in coast-to-coast confusion.
Yes, that could be. I'll start it then, I guess. This is one of the truly traditional carols of Christmas, Adeste Fidelis. Join in, you carolers. Join in with Paul Weston, the orchestra, and the Norman Luboff Choir to sing Adeste Fidelis.
Adeste fideles, laeti triumphantes, venite, venite in Bethlehem. Natum vide. Regem angelorum, venite adoremus, venite adoremus, venite adoremus, Dominum. All come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. All come ye, all come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold. Come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord.
Splendid, splendid rendition, my fine singers all over the USA. You know, I could hear you clear out here in Hollywood, where we're gathered around our giant Christmas tree. Cozy and warm, happy and gay.
Well, you're right, Bing, and you know, Christmas Eve is a time for feeling snug and secure around the family hearth. And for 166 years, the Insurance Company of North America has been devoted to the preservation of family security. For example, INA entered the life insurance field recently when it delivered the first Life Insurance Company of North America policy to Mr. Stanley Martin Sonier, Jr., a 33-year-old attorney of Lexington, Kentucky. This family policy covers not only Mr. Sonier, but his attractive wife and five fine children, too. Mr. Sonier today represents millions of families who, through the coming years, will find their every insurance need filled by INA.
Christmas Eve in America. It's always a night for getting together with friends and family. Last-minute wrapping of presents, added trimmings for the tree, singing and enjoying the glorious music of this holiday with those we love so very much. But unfortunately, not all are at home and fireside this eve. Many of our men are stationed at far-flung outposts, far from wives, sweethearts, and families. Tonight, somewhere at sea in the Mediterranean, are 800 such men who would like very much to be home tonight. They are the men of the 6th Marines who call themselves the fire department because, well, they're there to put out any small fires that might start from an over-anxious match-bearer. They're Marines, these men of the 1st Battalion, and as the song has said since 1847, they are the firstest with the mostest from the hulls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. So now to the USS Pocono and Technical Sergeant James E. Cox. Come in, Sarge.
Hello, Bing. This is Marine Tech Sergeant James E. Cox speaking from the cruise lounge aboard the USS Pocono in the Mediterranean. We are many thousands of miles away from you there in Hollywood, but we are celebrating Christmas Eve in the traditional fashion. The Marines have trimmed a tree and decorated the lounge in happy anticipation of St. Nick's visit tonight. Bing, we've been in the Mediterranean almost 4 months with the 1st Battalion Reinforced 6th Marines. A typical group of these Marines is gathered in the lounge this evening to celebrate Christmas Eve at sea. Here is Corporal Jerry Butler. Jerry has been a Marine for 18 months, and he is from Irwin, North Carolina.
Hi, Bing. A very Merry Christmas to you and to all Americans.
Private First Class Howard Anderson is 19 years old. He is from Baltimore, and this is his first Christmas away from home.
Hello, Mr. Crosby. I am glad for this opportunity to wish you and everyone in America a very Merry Christmas.
And here is the Marine who has been leading the group in singing carols tonight. He is Corporal Bob Green from Richmond, Virginia.
Hello, everyone in America. I wish all of you a very Merry Christmas.
We join these Marines in a season's greeting, and from all of us serving in the Mediterranean to all of you in America and around the world, here are the Marines stationed aboard the USS Pocono singing, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
Thanks, Sarge. Sergeant Cox, that was well done. You firefighters, too, did a fine job. Incidentally, you lads have the singing situation well in hand, it seems to me. That was very good. Now, friends, we're going to Rome. We're going to Rome to hear one of the finest singing groups in the world, the Vatican Choir. Listen as they sing Tu scendi delle stelle, Thou descendeth from the stars. Grazie, grazie. It was a brilliant performance.
Hey, we really covered a lot of territory tonight, Bing.
Haven't we moved around?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's next, Ken? You think it's about time for our annual visit to the Netherlands?
That's right, Bing. We now visit The Hague in the Netherlands, where INA maintains its European headquarters. Alan Rowe is waiting now to welcome us. Merry Christmas, Alan, to you and all our friends in the Netherlands.
Christmas in Holland. The picture here is not unlike that in other countries of Western Europe. Evening shadows fall hard in the heels of the noonday hour, but the gloom is friendly with the soft glow of candlelight from the Christmas trees, which are set up in all their finery in the windows of Dutch homes. Children's voices sing Christmas songs, and the carillons peal out the music of the Low Countries in a message of Christmas joy. Christmas is the feast of the Christ child, and the joy of Christmas in Holland is joy at the kindling of the light of the world. And what more fitting medium to express the joy at the birth of the Christ child than the voices of these Dutch children as they sing this old, old song, so typical of all the songs sung in Holland at Christmas time. There was a maiden. And with that Christmas song by the children of Holland, this is Alan Rowe of Radio Nederland returning you to Bing Crosby in Hollywood.
Thank you, Alan. Certainly good to hear from you. Want to wish a merry, merry Christmas to all in the Netherlands.
Now, Bing, I know that I personally have been waiting for you to sing my favorite Christmas jingle, so what say you do it now for all of us in the, younger set?
Younger set. Take that knife out of your back, dear boy. You're alluding, I presume, to the jingle known to all as Jingle Bells.
Precisely, Mr. C.
Well, in the interest of keeping you happy, Kenneth, and because I sort of cottoned to this happy little thing myself, I'd be delighted if, of course, you'll join me.
Nothing could stop me.
Fine. And here we go, singers. Jingle bells.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle, 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 jingle.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells and bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle, 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 jingle.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
That was rousing, Bing.
I thought it was stirring, Kenneth.
Really brought out the gaiety of this joyous season.
Wonderful song for the kiddies, isn't it?
Speaking of children, isn't it just about time we heard from a not-too-distant relative of yours, a lad named Gary?
Gary?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's no longer a child. I can assure you of that, Kenneth. We speak of him now as Private First Class Crosby G. of the United States Army.
Well, forgive me, Bing, for being so un-GI.
Well, watch it. But you're right about hearing from Private Crosby, Ken, because we hope to contact him shortly. This Christmas Eve finds Gary in Salzburg, Austria, in the Austrian Alps. He's going to tell us about the little church where the best known of all Christmas carols was given its first public performance. The carol, of course, is Silent Night. So, now if you're there, Private Crosby, could we hear from you?
I'm here, Dad, but if you'll forgive the correction, it's Specialist Third Class Crosby G now.
Well, a three-stripe general in the family, huh? At last. How are things in old Salzburg?
Well, it's cold, Dad. Cold and pretty. I've talked to some of the townspeople, and they tell me that this church I'm in front of now has looked just the same since that night over 130 years ago when Silent Night was first sung here. There's snow on the ground, and if I didn't know better, I might think I was back on a ranch in Elko, Nevada. I learned something up here that I never knew before about the story of Silent Night. Seems the man who wrote the words, Father Joseph Moore, was returning to this little town of Oberndorf, just a few miles from here, on a Christmas Eve 139 years ago. And as he rode along in a snow-covered road, he thought of the first Christmas Eve in Bethlehem. And the words of Silent Night seemed to just come over him, and he wrote them down. When he got over to Oberndorf, he took the verses to his friend, Franz Gruber, the village teacher and organist. And Gruber immediately composed the music. Together, they started to see how the words and music sounded, but the organ broke down. So this beautiful carol that meant so much to so many people over the years was actually performed for the first time on Christmas Eve by the two men with a guitar as an accompaniment. Later, the man who repaired the organ took the song with him to Tyrol and finally reached Salzburg, where it was performed by the church choir for the first time before the public. Now, on this Christmas Eve, 1957... the choir of this little church in Salzburg, Austria, will sing it again, as they have every Christmas Eve since that night so long ago.
Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht,
Now, this is Specialist Third Class Gary Crosby, speaking from Salzburg, Austria, and wishing all of you back there at home a Merry Christmas. And, Dad, like I said, it's pretty here, but just between the two of us, I wish I were home tonight. But since I'm not, I'd sure like to hear you sing a verse or two of Silent Night. I can understand the words a little better when you sing it.
Okay, son, we're happy to do it. It was mighty nice hearing from you, Gary. Merry Christmas to you and to the whole gang over there. Now, if I can get the rest of you folks out there to lift up your voices with me, why don't we answer that request from Salzburg? Let's sing the song that is sung in all languages all around the world.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, Virgin Mother and Child, Holy Infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heaven.
Merry Christmas, everybody. A Merry Christmas to you all, and good night.
Happy holidays, happy holidays. While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true.
A Christmas Sing with Bing is our way of saying thanks to all of you on behalf of the Insurance Company of North America and its 20,000 local agents and brokers in your hometowns. INA wishes you one and all Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, friends. Thanks for joining us in singing with Bing Crosby, the Norman Luboff Choir, Paul Weston and his orchestra, and yours truly, Ken Carpenter.
Happy holiday to you.
Sing with Bing was produced by Sam Pierce and Bill Morrow and directed by Myrtle McKenzie. Music by Paul Weston and the Norman Luboff Choir. Tonight, Sing with Bing came to you from Hollywood, Australia, Minneapolis, Canada, Salt Lake City, Philadelphia, the Holy Land, somewhere in the Mediterranean, Rome, The Hague, and Salzburg, Austria, and has been presented over the combined facilities of the CBS Radio Network and the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and will be broadcast over the Armed Forces Radio Network and the Voice of America. This is Dan Cubberly, joining Bing Crosby, Ken Carpenter, and all the rest wishing you a happy holiday.